Thank you for joining me today. Could you start off by telling me what the food security situation is like in South Sudan at the moment?
Food security in South Sudan is rapidly deteriorating. At present, we estimate some 413,000 internally displaced persons all over the four or five most affected states. We also have 74,000 refugees, and some 65,000-66,000 people are also hosted and fostered in UN bases. So far, the UN family has been assisting 200,000 people. We have between 3,000 and 4,000 new refugees per day, mostly moving to Ethiopia, Kenya, and Uganda. Refugees moving and clustering around the river areas are assisted with distribution of fishing gears and vegetable seeds. Unfortunately, the situation is not stable because during the rainy season, flooding will probably oblige them to move again from that part.
Can you identify specific issues that we need to consider in terms of food security?
Priorities for FAO in this moment follow the sequence: need assessment, data collection, establishing partnerships, identifying priorities, and implementing action. This is extremely important in a situation where insecurity and, let's say, volatility of security may change quite rapidly. Priorities, possibilities, access to people. Refugees and internally displaced persons obliged to move fast from their areas of origin, they are often obliged to sell at a very, very low price their animals. And this provokes a sort of a decapitalization of their life of savings. And this has an impact on food security. This modifies the expenditure patterns of families. Education, health, and other key expenses may be affected by this situation. Because South Sudan is quite livestock-oriented. With insecurity, you can easily imagine that this could produce an unhealthy situation of unvaccinated and vaccinated herds getting together. In this case, the risk for animal health becomes very, very high. If this happens, unhealthy animals, they have an immediate impact on food insecurity. 2013, 2014 were supposed to be sort of a good harvest, a bumper harvest, as they say. Unfortunately, the problem that we will face with this insecurity is a problem to access markets and access this supply. The planting season will start in March in the south up to July in the north. And people must plant in order to have enough for the coming season.
What are the challenges that FAO is facing?
FAO is currently facing multiple challenges. The difficulty number one in this moment is the availability of information. To cope with this gap, we are trying to re-establish contacts with both the government and our traditional NGO partners. Of course, both government and NGO partners, they had some offices looted. The activity that FAO must keep implementing together with the cluster partners is a constant monitoring of the evolving situation and opportunities to access our beneficiaries in time.